This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This morning, President Trump reversed a high-profile Obama-era policy on policing. Specifically, he's gotten rid of restrictions on state and local police departments getting surplus military gear. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that one.
The program to give surplus military gear to civilian police departments was launched in the 1990s to provide cops more firepower to deal with heavily armed drug dealers and terrorists. It eventually allowed any police department to obtain a wide range of sophisticated military equipment. Lou Ryder, a former deputy chief of the Los Angeles Police Department, says overall it's been a good program.
They offered equipment that many police departments could reasonably use.
Like night vision goggles, riot gear, and high-powered weapons. But after military-equipped police were seen deployed in the streets of Ferguson, Missouri, the Obama administration banned transfers of some high-powered military equipment and restricted the use of what was still permitted. Charles Wilson, who chairs the National Association of Black Law Enforcement Officers, says that was the right move to help demilitarize local policing.
Grenade launchers, bayonets. Having that type of equipment present creates another barrier, if you will, to successful community policing.
Robert Kane, chair of criminology at Drexel University, says most police departments don't face severe enough crime to need sophisticated military gear like armored personnel carriers. But once they get it, departments
integrate these big military assets into their daily patrol functions.
And he says with city budgets tight, police chiefs will hardly ever say no to military gear for their officers. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.